بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد One's entire neighborhood is classified as one's neighbors. Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a man came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, I have taken up residence in a certain area and the people that caused the most harm to me are the immediate neighbors. Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhum to go to the entrance of the masjid and announce, be informed that neighbors extend to 40 houses and that person whose neighbor apprehends harm from him will not enter Jannah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the neighbor is 40 homes this way and that way in all four directions, right, left, behind and ahead. Note Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahumullah writes that ulama have various opinions about the extent of neighbors. It is reported from Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that whoever hears the same adhan are neighbors. Some say that whoever performs salat with one in the same masjid becomes one's neighbor. A narration from Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha reports that neighbors extend to 40 homes in each direction. Imam Awza'i rahimahumullah holds the same view and Imam Bukhari rahimahumullah in his Adabul Mufrad and Imam Tabarani have also cited narrations similar to this. Seeking refuge from evil neighbors. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to supplicate in the following words, Allahumma inni a'udhubika min jaris su fi daril muqama. The translation of which is, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from evil neighbors in my area of residence. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.